important thing to my mind is your personal relationship with him. Of course, we want to calm him down. I think his conduct has been responsible for the greater part of the cure that this thing has caused, because it gives an umbrella to everybody else. A little fella needs more to get out in the rain. Darcy is out there calling.
Now, what position is Tiger taking with him?
Well, my guess is that Tiger has told him that he thinks Miles City was a mistake, that it shouldn't have been closed. I've been over this with Tiger Backers before. I was told that Tiger told you that he had been briefed in advance. That just cannot be. He was thoroughly briefed in advance. He has been over, he's lived with this thing for years in the first place. And he's Bill Driver's man. He was his chief support. And I went back to my notes. I keep a pal with everybody I talk to and what I say, all that. And Driver told me of three or four phone conversations and two or three visits he had with Tiger on this very thing before January the 13th. And he tells me that Tiger had every statistic that the VA had on what he knew about Miles City. But when I talked with Tiger, he indicates that he knew about it. Miles City wasn't on somebody's list back in 1961 or 62, something like that. He got pushed instead of Kerrville, Texas or something. I've never even seen Kerrville, except for Tiger. My friend Tiger has said that I think a lot of stuff has come out of his office. I think the announcement came from his office, and I like Tiger. But, you know, the premature announcement. And there's a story in the Dallas paper that had to come from his office. It said I was handed it to the White House. There's no other way that I can think of that they would have gotten that with Bob back. There's just no other way that I can imagine that they would have gotten it. But I think he'll say that Grand Junction, Colorado, mistake, because people from Colorado are hollering, second time, as you might say, and that one of the hospitals in New York, Castle Point, was a mistake. And I've looked again at the fact that the executives, I don't know how. I think the veterans do not get the quality of service that they should get at those hospitals. I think it'd be best for the veterans if we consolidated into a big hospital where they got all kinds of doctors who can take care of every kind of sickness. Most of these folks travel so far anyway that another 100 miles can't make any difference. 75% of the people who go to that Miles City Hospital travel 100 miles before they get there. And of them, almost a third come from Billings, which is only 150 miles from the other hospital they'll go to, which is in Montana, in the Western District, which is Mansfield's old district, which is the Democratic Congressional District in the state of Montana. So they'll go 50 miles further that one third. Now, there's a better hospital. You've got more doctors, more staff, more diagnosis and treatment capacity.
I'll get him to see him.
Well, if he'll reach with somebody, I think he'll see
him. Well, Tiger's agreeing with him, and he ought to be.
That'd help.
Won't they pass a resolution stopping it or something?
I doubt it.
Yeah. So somebody said they'd introduced a bill to prevent the closure.
Well, there have been several bills introduced, but I think the way I've interpreted them, and I don't know, is they've been detractors, like Senator Anderson introduced a bill to lift the hospital bed from 125,000 to 130,000. The way I interpret that is it gets everybody's attention off the closure and start talking about how many beds we have. I don't think he wants 130,000 VA beds. I don't think he thinks the Congress is going to offer that. It's just a couple of thousand more than your government. It uses the picture so you don't have your concentration.
But if Tiger agree with Driver that these ought to be closed?
He agreed that I talked to Tiger before. We didn't talk about Miles City. We just talked about going forward with these closings in a general way. Frankly, Miles City was one of the last ones I was worried about because it was the smallest one in the whole system, and I just had that.
And what did he say to you?
I understood that he was prepared for it, that he thought it should be done, that he thought it should be done later than it was more time. I talked to him today, and I talked to him on Monday the 13th, on Monday the 11th, which was the day it started getting out. You could call Bill Driver Sunday night, Tiger knows that, I'm afraid that, he was telling me about it, I'm afraid that may get out. And he called Monday, and said, I think, he'd been working on it before that. He said, I can get everybody in the house to approve this. If I can have more time, I need 2 weeks. I said, we can't have 2 weeks, you think it all out now. Well, we have 2 days. This is the day that I came in to you and said, I thought we ought to put it over to Wednesday. You agreed, so where we originally going to announce on Monday, originally we're going to announce on Friday, which was the 15th of January. And Sunday night, I think you've been talking to George Mayhunt, but you never told him that. I don't know that. You called Bill Driver at home and said, do it tomorrow. And then the first thing I knew, Bill didn't get a chance to tell me that about noon the next day, Monday. He'd been up to see Senator Mansfield by this time because he was trying to get out and see everybody meeting. See, he thought he had 5 more days to screen. So I talked to Tiger that day. He said he'd talked to 3 or 4 people. He talked to Ray Roberts before that. This was before Monday. He talked to Henry Gonzalez. He talked with a couple of us. He said, I can get everybody here. Give me 2 weeks. I said, well, George Mayhunt wants it done to me either because he's getting called from home, other people in the same shape, and the rumors are going to hurt a lot more. The good you can do, I talked to these people for 2 weeks, so we got to go ahead. So he keeps saying that. He said, well, if we had 2 more weeks, we would have
the net of it is, though, he's helping Mansfield and not helping us.
No, I would say that the net of it is that he thinks we're right. Broad sense. He believes in it. He thinks it should be done. He's four driver strong, but he doesn't want to get involved or head of the Mansfield. And so he sees a kind of a neutral position or a compromised position. I think he's a little worried about his position with his committee, too, where he can say, well, I think they're wrong on some of these. Because he came out real quick with his agreement with these hearings in the House. What he tells us is that he'll drag them out and they won't mount anything. What will actually come to pass? They'll, if we can keep a firm hand and not get in mean fights where we get some deep scar from our friend and go forward slowly, why, we're right. If we can get the truth out, why, we'll come out all right. The New York Times came out with a good, strong editor, much stronger than anything that we have said. Because they attacked the whole premise of the VA being in this much hospital business. Point out that only 30% of the 125,000 beds are used by veterans who receive their disabilities while in the service. And the other 7% are just sick people that happen to serve in the United States military force at one time. So that's enough of that. I think we can get the Medicare support because
what's the Legion? Why are they after?
Well, they're after us because their local units are after leadership. Now, Bill Driver insists, which I've never talked to any of them, we tried to keep the White House completely out of it. I've never talked to any people personally, but he insists that from a nationwide standpoint, they are for it.
They're for it.
They're for it. From a local standpoint, they've got to support their local people who are hurt about it. That's a bad meeting. I mean, people are here. There's a meeting in Illinois where 2,500 people turned out to try to keep the hospital. Now, our information is that it was led by people in the hospital themselves, getting all their friends and all their relatives and everybody to come in and demonstrate about the thing. The objective papers like Los Angeles Examiner, the Evening Star came out last night with an editorial. I haven't seen a big paper. Now, you see some of the local papers that are really mean. The Flood paper in Wilmar came out and said that the VA had done exactly what it said it would do when it opened this thing. They thought it was about time. They didn't think Flood could stop it. They only hoped they'd get something else from their community. So I think if we watch it real carefully, I think when I leave here, you ought to get somebody here on your staff to, I give all this material to and give my feeling about the thing, so they...
You're Blaine White, what is it? Tell Larry.
Very good, sir. Now, can you see Senator Mansfield today on this?
Yeah, he's had it. Tell Jack, he can call him and tell him that I'm back in office for a while, sir, and if he wants to come back.
Okay, sir.
I don't know whether this is what he wants to talk to.